Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. Welcome to the HR Power Hour. I'm your host, David Chulo. It is presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. We, of course, are talking with our guest today, Colleen Greco. She is a joyologist. We're going to talk to her what that means. She empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy by providing tools, resources, and connections to help them unlock their true potential. Our topic today is let's talk about workplace culture. Of course, workplace and home life is all interconnected. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and excited to talk about this topic. It's definitely a hot one in the industry right now.
There's no question. And thanks for coming back. You were on the show a couple of years ago. We love bringing guests back when they have new stuff to talk about. So, you know, first of all, it's a joyologist. What exactly is a joyologist?
Well, considering I defined the term, I am the first and only. The way I like to describe it is that I'm a trained professional that helps people maintain joy in their life through a holistic mind, body, soul approach. So everything I do is centered in joy. Every conversation I have is, how can I help you be regrounded in joy? A lot of times that has a weight loss component, but more so it has more of a mindset component. And I spend a ton of time helping people to let go of the stories that have kept them stuck for sometimes decades.
There's no question that mental health continues to be a very strong focus in the industry today, not just because of COVID, but also because of the changes that have happened, social media and all the other aspects of it. What do you find is the biggest challenge right now for, well, we'll talk about people in general, then we'll get into the workplace. What's the biggest challenge when people are not feeling like not right?
I would say balance. People feel that balance is unattainable and that it's kind of like this unicorn, and it's really not, but balance is a journey. It's not a destination. You don't just like get balance one day and like all the work is done. It's a recurring habit that you have to instill into your daily practice. And you know, some days you do it better than others, but it is achievable and it's something that you can hold on to, but it requires you setting boundaries and you being disciplined in order to keep it.
Balance is certainly a challenge when you have work and home life at times. As a mother, you understand that. We talk about the fact that workplace culture, what does that really mean?
Oh, so COVID really helped to blur those lines, I think, between work and home. I myself have worked from home, over 16 years now. And so my office door is right there, which leads into the foyer, which leads into the kitchen. So I'm literally in the middle of it all the time. If the kids have a question, they come in. I don't have that. I don't have a commute. I don't really have the boundaries of having an office to go to. And so it's incumbent upon me to make sure that, you know, I have that balance in place. But I think some of the culture was lost with, you know, the onset of COVID, right? Because people were working at home, they didn't have the interaction, they didn't have the connections. And now they're finding that as they return to work, they don't know how to regain that culture. A lot of people I talk to say it's just not the same. And some people, you know, have to go in 2 days a week, but their colleagues don't go in those same 2 days. So they don't have the same connections that they used to. So it's really on us to, I think, drive the culture from the bottom up instead of the tops down anymore.
Yeah, you talk about work from home and obviously go back to the office, and those two areas. And I did see a recent study, I believe it was in Forbes, could be the Wall Street Journal, that talked about at this point, 70% of employers are bringing people back to work. The trend went from 70-80% to work from home, employees are really returning to work. And that goes for big industries, the financial market or social media or whatever it is. But there's this big push to come back to work. And that has created some challenges for some who I don't find joy in going back to work, or maybe they do find joy in going back to work. So it's an interesting conundrum, is it not?
I totally agree. There's a lot of people that lack the discipline. I mean, I can come in this office, shut the door, and I can be at this desk for 10 hours straight and not even realize it. So I obviously have the discipline. I can walk away and change the laundry and be back in 30 seconds. There are other people who might live in this house, who might look around and say, you know, I should mow the lawn, right? They just get distracted and they need the office environment. And then there are people in the middle that frankly ruin it for others, where they take advantage of that time and they maybe don't put as much time in as they would have if they had been in the office. I've seen the same articles, and I've seen all kinds of, almost inflammatory statements by Fortune 500 leaders saying, like, enough, everybody's coming back in the office. I don't think it has to be such a massive pendulum swing, but I think we need to teach people how to be more disciplined and what the expectations really are. But I also think that there's the lack of connection. So people definitely feel isolated, and I see studies like that all the time. And that is one component, but I don't think we do a great job of making the connection to what that's doing to our mental health and how that is impacting our ability to be disciplined or our ability to get excited to go to work every day. And I think we're all, you know, very much creatures of habit. And, you know, that change is really scary for some people. There was a study that I was reading the other day from the American Psychiatric Association. And it said, the headline was, Americans report higher stress in 2023 and grade their mental health worse. And I'm like, yes, okay. I could have written that. But what was really sad is when I was reading through the New Year's resolutions that they were talking about and how many people were, you know, everybody resolves to get in better physical shape. But 45% had a New Year's resolution around meditation. 38% said they were going to start seeing a therapist. 37% wanted to start focusing on spirituality. So I think people are starting to understand more that mental health is not a stigma. It's actually trending. It's actually cool to talk about, but that they should talk about it, because once you start talking about it and you can break down the barriers that are causing you, you know, this lack of discipline, lack of, you know, personal connection, greater feelings of isolation, you can get back to being more productive at work.
So let's talk about the workplace. And of course, we're talking with Colleen Greco on the HR Power Hour. She's a joyologist, and she coaches and empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy by providing tools, resources, and connections to help them unlock their true potential. Of course, we're talking about workplace culture itself. So what is important to you in a workplace culture?
I think first and foremost, it's trust and respect. So knowing that, it's hard to say because I know that I'm a really driven person. So I don't need somebody looking over my shoulder. There are lots of people that do. So I don't want to make this blanket statement saying, as long as you trust and respect your employees, they're going to be fine. Some of them won't be. But for someone like me, who is much more seasoned and senior in graying, right? I don't need somebody looking over my shoulder. If I know that my boss has my back and there is that, you know, mutual trust and respect, I feel good. I feel safe. And that psychological safety isn't there for lots of people. In fact, it is the reason I left my last role and decided to go into this full time, because I saw this growing chasm, you know, between leadership and the employee base. I think once you have the trust and respect, it's understanding, it's being comfortable being able to talk to your leadership about the things that you need to be productive. So I found that, for example, regular one-on-ones, that's a no-brainer. As a leader myself, that is something that is my employees' time to talk to me about whatever they need to talk about. It is their agenda. I might bring a couple of things up because we happen to be on the call, but it's their time. I actually never had that. That was never the way that the one-on-ones were scheduled when it came to me. And as much as I would bring that up, it was like, no, this is my time to talk to you. That breaks that psychological safety. You feel like you have a greater sense of isolation. You don't have anywhere to go. That also breaks the culture. Cultures are supposed to be delivered from the top down. And if that isn't happening, especially when you're in middle management, you literally feel like you're stuck in the middle. You have, you know, your employees that you certainly can't go to, but you want to create a safe environment for them, but your leadership that you can't go to because they don't make the time, the effort, and the space.
So, you know, I saw a stat that you provided 63% of employees leave within 2 years if they don't feel respected. You know, respect is an interesting word. And so, as you said, it's critical with trust. So would you say that the definition of respect is different for each person? And how would an employer know how somebody feels respected? Because I'd love to say everything's the same, but as we know, common sense is uncommon today.
I think, you know, there is a foundational level of respect that is the same, but respect might mean different things to different people. Absolutely. But I think if you're truly honest and self-aware, it's pretty easy for me to then communicate what's important to me. And it's a short list. The leader should also be able to communicate back down to me what's important to them so that we understand that we have that common, you know, fundamental understanding of what's expected while at work. So it is two ways, but I do think, you know, you have to have that open dialogue in order to establish trust and respect. And I'm finding too that people are experiencing burnout at a faster rate. And I think, you know, the great resignation didn't help that. People realize there's a lot of jobs out there. I don't need to deal with this. I can go somewhere else. And, you know, attrition rates are the highest they've ever been. Productivity is at a 75-year low. So there's all kinds of, you know, different stats that are saying this is a growing problem that if we don't deal with, we're going to see those stats go through the roof. We're going to see people stay at companies for a much shorter period of time, right? And, you know, there's a cost to that.
Well, cost, of course, is an engagement, right, in terms of people staying. And it costs so much to keep an employee, so much to maintain them, but it costs more to start them new, right, in terms mm-hmm. of the amount of time, energy, effort, dollars, all that in terms of making it. And I would agree right now, keeping and maintaining a workforce is probably the most important thing that a company can focus on. The other thing that you mentioned in terms of trust is trust as simple as it sounds? How do you earn trust?
Again, I think it kind of depends on the individual. I tend to be a person that gives trust until you break it, and then it's pretty hard to earn it back. I don't feel safe. I think if you've burned me once, you'll burn me again. Other people, I think, have that wall up immediately, and over time you have the opportunity to break that down. I think when first engaging with somebody, whether it's one of my clients or, you know, employee-employer relationship, I'm always looking for the quick wins. What are the quick things that are just going to let them see I'm as authentic as it gets? What you see is what you get. I'll do a couple of quick favors for you, show that, you know, I'm here to collaborate, not to, you know, dominate. But not everybody works like that. So I think it's important to know kind of your personality type and what works for you. But for me, it's a couple of quick wins to establish that rapport, establish that, you know, basic level of trust. And then it's just ongoing engagement and work to make sure that, you know, it stays at that level. And conversely, for the other side, you know, we want to make sure that the relationship is closer to 50-50 than, you know, 80-20.
100%. Trust and respect are key. We're going to talk more about it as we talk about, let's talk about workplace culture. Talking with Colleen Greco, you're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk, WLOB 100.5 FM, and all podcast major channels. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HRPowerHour.
Don't know where to go.
Take it to Moody's.
You wanna get on with your life, get on with the show.
Take it to Moody's.
Good people you can trust, and it won't be a fuss.
Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
M-O-O-D-Y. Your kid was talking on the cell phone, drove right through your own home, sitting in the parking lot, maybe you get hit a lot, driving through the green light, suddenly your side swipe, put it in reverse, but it turned out that it was first.
Take it to Moody's. Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. Of course, this is Educational HR Radio. Today, we're talking with Colleen Greco. She's a joyologist, and we're going to be talking about the workplace culture. Colleen, of course, you work with and empower women to rise above their expectations, rediscover joy, and live fearlessly. As you think about the workplace for women, what is different that you see between women versus other genders in the workplace?
When it comes to culture, there are two camps. The preferred camp is women who really have each other's back, women that are willing to go the extra mile for each other, willing to back each other up, willing to take things aside that, you know, maybe in the past they would have addressed in public, right? Let's keep a united front, because from a percentage standpoint, there are generally far less of us in the room than men. Now, I know that varies industry to industry, but I'm just making some generalizations. And then the other camp, which I feel like I've experienced more so than not in my lifetime, is women who tear other women down, women who, you know, steal each other's work, women who, you know, are just generally unsupportive, because they feel they don't want to align themselves too closely. Well, I'll tell you, that is a failing model. And when we work together, I mean, the ideation just from working with a bunch of different women is unbelievable. The productivity, the level of support, it's like this magical concoction when you get a bunch of people in a room that are all there for the same thing rather than to tear each other down. Margaret Thatcher said, there's a cold place in hell for women that don't support other women. But no, but I totally believe that. It's like there is no room for that. We have enough. We are at odds enough in enough other places. We don't need to be doing that at work. And so I've traditionally surrounded myself with women that are from the first camp, that are supportive. We build a team. We are a family. And that's been really rewarding. The challenges where I've had the other camp is generally in leadership, where they feel like, you know, they have to distance themselves and they have to be part of, you know, like another group. That's been challenging.
So typically, as we think about, you know, HR from an HR perspective, that is heavier in the female category than in any other gender at this point, for whatever reason. And leadership, in terms of senior leadership, is probably the reverse at this point, in terms of statistically overall. Do you see any communication disconnects that can happen just because of the workplace culture being different between HR, for example, and senior leadership?
Well, now that you pointed out, I can honestly say I don't know that I've had any male HR leaders. I'm trying to think back, taking a trip down memory lane. But I think when you look at the C-suite, they're generally, outside of maybe the chief marketing officer, the only woman on that bench. And so they are, I think there are some that are really strong that can hold the line and keep the culture consistent and avoid having it become, you know, kind of like the old boys network. There was a woman I used to work with that went to like a leadership offsite, and there were, I don't know, 10 or 11 leaders. And it was in like a luxury suite at some stadium. And she said, "I didn't realize I was at a meeting with men until I went into the bathroom." And I thought, that is so awesome to be able to feel like you have a seat at the table, your voice is heard, you are treated as an equal. And it took a trip to the bathroom, and you can use her imagination, she figured it out there, that she was the only woman in the room. I love that. And so that gives me hope that, you know, over time, they will continue to see this type of a shift where, you know, the ideas, the contributions, the even the pushback is respected. I can't tell you how many calls I've been on where I'm labeled a certain way just because I'm a woman. And if a man had said it, and I'm not trying to create this great debate, but it's happened to me so many times where a man has said it and they're like, good for him for standing up. So I'd love to see that, you know, kind of normalize a little bit more, level out.
What are some of the potential impacts to women of a disrespectful culture? What do you think are some of the areas that you have seen, or you have others that talk to you about with your clients and so forth that you work with?
Well, I'm seeing that they're just not willing to really tolerate it anymore. And so they're looking for cultures that will absorb them for who they are. So they have to show up as their authentic selves. There's a lot of work that I do when I'm doing coaching where that's what we focus on. You know, you have to show up as you. You can't fake it until you make it. I don't believe in this whole imposter syndrome thing. I think it's like you are who you are, and there is an audience for what you have to say. And it may not be your current environment. You may need to go find another environment. And I think women are realizing that's possible. There's also this feeling that they have to do it all, right? Because we're just natural caretakers. A lot of us are mothers, working mothers, you know, daughters to ailing parents or other family members. And so, you know, we're kind of like juggling between like running to the grocery store, running to, you know, help the ailing parent, like trying to fit in all the sports activities. A lot of us are shuttle bus drivers trying to manage all of that, and just realizing there is a place for all of that. But then there's also a place for work, and trying to balance all of that, I think, is, you know, the ultimate win. And I think, I guess, like, the scales tip towards unhealthy in terms of what women feel responsible for and what we allow the men to feel responsible for. Because in some cases it is that we hold that onto ourselves because we believe that's our identity. So we won't let our husbands do, you know, the grocery shopping because that's a woman's job, right? So there's still some of that historic culture in place, but it's causing us a significant amount of stress. It leads to burnout and it disrupts our balance.
Of course, you're listening to the HR Power Hour, Educational HR Radio. I'm your host, David Chulo. And again, we're talking with Colleen Greco. She is a joyologist where she coaches, empowers, and inspires women to reclaim their joy by providing tools, resources, and connections to help them unlock their true potential. Colleen, give me a success story. Tell me about someone that you've worked with who may have not had the joy that they need. Maybe they were in a elevated level in an organization that you've worked with them. Tell me about how you move them from point A to point B.
Okay, so I'll talk about, we'll call her Donna. I'm going to protect the innocent. Working professional, really successful, but had a really difficult past. Her now deceased husband had a drug overdose in front of her children. So you can imagine all the trauma that comes with that. I mean, you can't even imagine, but there was all of that. There was basically losing everything and having to start over with these little kids. And she ended up putting on a lot of weight. And so that's the first reason she came to me was, how can you help me get to a place where I'm more comfortable in my own skin? So that's fine. We put her kind of on a program where, you know, we figured out her macro targets, which are her carb, fat, and protein goals every day. And she started to see some really great results. So I'll fast forward just because I know this is, you know, that's the punchline everybody wants to hear. She's still losing weight, but she's down about 68 pounds. I think she probably has like 30 more that she wants to lose. So that's great. Her waist size is down, I think it's 15 inches. That's amazing. That's like the if you put a large cheese pizza in front of your stomach, like that is 15 inches, right? So all these great things are happening. But if she's losing the weight, you know, it's like an iceberg. It kind of, little bits come off at a time, but then some stories start to surface. And she realized that the last time she was at that, you know, like a certain weight, I think it was like, you know, the low 200s, connected to a story that she had years ago that she thought she had put to rest. So that's when we get into how can we redirect your response to triggers so that we can lay that story to rest. So what she was doing was getting up in the middle of the night and just eating whatever was in the fridge. Well, it didn't even have to be chocolate. Like, it could have been chicken. It could have been vegetables. It could have been ice cream. But it's the behavior that is irrational. So we started to work on that. And within a couple of days, she was able to lay that story to rest. And it was, I don't want to repeat it because she might hear this and I don't want to dishonor her, but it was so traumatic that it was one of the many reasons she left her husband, right? So we put that story to rest in a couple of days. Well, then she starts losing weight again. Obviously, you know, that stress is gone. She hits another weight. Triggers another story, this time about her mother-in-law. Again, she thought she put to rest. Through some journaling and some live coaching, we walked through the situation. And again, those midnight snacking moments stop. So every time something comes up, it's like we address it, we move on. She's got some workplace issues. We're working through those too. So every milestone, something else comes up, but when we put it to rest, she's never going to have to deal with that again. And she's going to learn in the meantime, not to use food as a coping mechanism, you know, to push that stress down. And that is the ultimate win. When the stories are retired, the stress is no longer there, and she's able to deal with any future stress that comes up in a more productive way.
Colleen, do people feel they need to share this with others, or is this become more personal for them with their coach? Or how do they involve the change that's happening with them? But then, for example, at the workplace, people watch the change. They may say something. They may, you know, even call it out in some ways. Like, hey, what's going on with you? How do people handle that question, that awkwardness?
I think they deflect. I think when you stop and think about the amount of time when you ask that question, how are you, the person spends on the answer versus pushing it back on you, you've got your answer. They don't want to tell you how they are. If that answers your question, I don't know if that's the direction you were going, but I think when I ask it, I don't know if it's some of the anonymity where I don't know them personally. I'm not going to drive to their house and be like, I heard you talk about this. But you know, obviously we have some confidentiality agreements in place that they know I'm not going to share the intricate details, but they also don't, she didn't have to tell me the details of the situation in order for me to coach her out of it. But some people like to share the details. And that, you know, kind of goes back to the trust discussion. They feel like they can trust me. They feel like in some cases I'm relatable. I certainly can't relate to the drug story, but I can relate to the pain. I've been in that kind of pain, I think. But I think, you know, when it comes to workplace culture, I don't think people really show up as authentically as we'd like to believe they would.
Yeah, there is a fear, as you would put, of how others will see you, how it will affect my career, how it will affect my relationship with my peers, how it will affect others, and how my boss will perceive this. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come right back. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk, WLOP 100.5 FM, and podcasts on all major podcast channels. We'll be right back. Educational HR Radio is critical to your organization's success, and our sponsors understand the value this program brings to owners, C-suite professionals, and the HR community. We are honored to thank our sponsors for their support and contributions to this program. We thank the law firms of Verrill, Jackson Lewis, and Sheehan Finney, along with our partners, Paper Trails and Strategic HR. Want to be the next sponsor of the HR Power Hour? Text 603-303-6124 and say HR Power Hour sponsor.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetty.
And I'm Pete McVetty from McVetty's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay, there's always a bargain to be had if you are looking for one. And we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVetty's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power Hour.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Daryl-Law.com. And we're talking with Colleen Greco. She's a joyologist, a coach, and empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy by providing tools, resources, and connections to help them unlock the true potential. Of course, this is HR Educational Radio and the HR Power Hours podcast on all major podcast channels. You can go to hrpowerhour.com. Or, of course, you can listen on a local station here in Maine at WLOBradio.com. All right, Colleen, we're back. And so as we were wrapping up the last segment, we were talking about an example you provided of somebody who's worked through their challenges within their lives. She has had a lot of big challenges, and you wouldn't know it. But for somebody who comes to work, coming to work right now, coming to work in the next, on Monday morning, they're facing these challenges, and they're trying to think about some tools or tips to use to get through the day. What are some of the things you might suggest, some practical and tactical for them?
Definitely. So the first thing I tell people to do or advise people to do is literally stop. You feel the stress coming on. You feel like a trigger coming on. Just stop. Don't try to, you know, analyze it, talk yourself out of it, but just kind of like let it roll in, and write down what's going on at the time. Because I think the more that you write it down, the more that you can understand, like you can start to see patterns and understand what might be behind the trigger. So in short term, I do that. I have a daily practice of meditation. And there might be some people that slough that off and say, oh, meditation. Okay, I was one of them. Yep, I was an anti-meditator. I'm not anymore. Every day I do 10 minutes, pull up my app. I don't even have to do it myself. I have somebody else tell me on the app, pull up the app, 10-minute meditation. And that regrounds me, right? So example, last night, horrible night's sleep. I had like restless leg syndrome, you know, where your feet twitch. All I did this morning when I was really tired was turn on my meditation app. And when I kind of came out of the meditation, realized I'm not grumpy at all that I didn't get a good night's sleep. In fact, I'm thankful that now I get to walk my dog outside in the beauty, listening to the birds chirp. You know, I get to, you know, listen to some music. So my whole mindset shifted. And meditation really helps to do that, you know, gets you regrounded and allows your mind to just quiet. So I definitely recommend meditation. You could do it for 5 minutes. You can do it for 3 minutes. It doesn't really matter. The idea is like you give your mind a break and you try to just shut it off. I also do daily morning journaling. I might journal for 3 sentences or I might journal an entire page. It's some days it's a brain dump. Some days it's just here's all the things on my mind and it's recorded. But I think that helps too after the meditation to ground your day in gratitude. So, you know, I was journaling this morning, again, thankful for the fact that I get to decide if I'm going to be grumpy because I'm alive, right? You know, so it's all about your mindset. And then I think music helps everything. Music is magical. And if you put the right music on, that can really turn your day around too. My little secret that I hate to share because somebody somewhere is going to take it away from me, but I love Coldplay. And when I put on Viva La Vida, my head literally blows off of my body. I am dancing around the house and the boys are looking at me like I'm crazy, but you don't have to put that on. But that is the thing. If I want like a get up and go song, if I want to, you know, prep for a presentation or something, that's the song that's going on. If I need to feel like kind of regrounded, I'll either put on some like Christian music or like Dave Matthews always grounds me. So I have different music for different needs. And I think that's really great for people to just pop in their headphones for a few minutes. It's a little bit of an escape, but it helps to reground you. And those are three things you can do: the meditation, the journaling, and the music for like 15 minutes, maybe a day. So you do have the time. It's about making the time. So you either get up 15 minutes earlier or make everybody wait 15 minutes, because there's nothing more important than you and your mental health.
Well, it is true. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others. So it's really important. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we're talking with Colleen Greco. She's a joyologist, and we're talking about workplace culture. Colleen, we've been talking about how women, especially who you work with, executives and so forth, really need to claim their birthright, as you put it, for their joy. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking to somebody and they're stressing because they're not feeling it that day, what is a way of somebody saying, how can anyone help me in those circumstances? How can you bring others to assist you? Not just yourself, either through music or other those things. What if you're in a team setting and you're going to have to work with others? How do you help them help you?
So how do you lean on your colleagues when you're just not feeling it?
Correct.
I think you just be honest. I think, again, it comes back to trust. If you're really working in a true team setting, there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm not at 100% today. Maybe I'm at 80%. Maybe you don't even assign a percentage, but there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm just not at my best today. And I'm going to need you guys in this area or that area. You know, for some reason lately, I'm struggling with word retrieval, right? So I have been on calls where I'll say, guys, if you hear me go a little silent, fill in for me. It's word retrieval. Like, I'm human. That happens, right? That doesn't make me, you know, that doesn't mean I lack intelligence. That doesn't mean I lack preparation. That just means that the word is somewhere in there and it's just not coming out. So I think you have to lean on, you know, your trusted group of advisors and teammates to be there. But also when it's their turn, you've got to be there for them. And I think that's sometimes what people miss. And so if you're really authentic, you're really showing up, these are really good people that you work with, there should be no fear. No one's perfect.
Well, I will say that when you mentioned at the last segment that 15-inch pizza in front of you, there was a part of me that thought of that going, that's perfect. So I was having a problem thinking that that's bad because, you know, shapes are all relative and oblong's a shape. And so I like that shape.
Just, you two are perfect.
Yeah, yes. Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right. So, you know, I got to tell you, one of the things I thought was interesting is that you now are getting ready to launch a podcast here in August. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's called Joy Unleashed. And it's coming out soon. I would love, of course, everybody that's listening to subscribe. It's a platform for people to tell their stories that will inspire others. And we'll have other guest speakers on that, you know, will operate maybe in different areas of wellness that I don't operate, like financial wellness, for example. But really want to create a safe space for women to come in and feel that they can reclaim their joy through the stories of others or through the advice that other people have to give. So I am super excited. Joy Unleashed.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You've been also doing a lot of public speaking. Tell us a little about what the next thing's coming up.
So I just completed the Health 2.0 conference in Las Vegas, and that was great. I was on a couple of different panels there. One was around like nutrition and going back to roots, right? Because there are all these fad diets and quick fixes and such, and none of them work, and none of them teach you how to keep the weight off. And so I was on that panel talking about, it doesn't have to be that hard. It's actually really easy when you have the right coach and the right structure in place. And then the other one was talking about mental health basically, and where do we go from here? And so there, I talked about, you know, burnout is now a medical diagnosis, which is a really scary thought. And so how can we help people, you know, kind of return to the best version of themselves. And then I have a few opportunities. One is American Business Women's Association. Like, it's an acronym and I don't want to get the words mixed up. And then I have a bunch of events coming in the fall, most of which are local here to Boston, but I will be sharing as much of the recordings as I can through my Instagram, which I'd love to have people be aware of. My Instagram is at the Colleen Greco.
That's T-H-E, Colleen, C-O-L-E-E-N, 1-1-L, Greco, G-R-E-C-O. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back for the final segment here of the show. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour, Educational HR Radio, on News Talk, WLOB, and podcasts on all major podcast channels. We'll be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power Hour.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
And you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by cmacareer.com and verrill-law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and this is Educational HR Radio. Our guest today has been Colleen Greco, joyologist, a coach who empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy by providing tools and resources and connections to help them unlock their true potential. She says her goal is to empower women to rise above social expectations, rediscover joy, and live fearlessly. Colleen, it's been great having you on the show today, but for those who maybe came in late, wrap up three key takeaways of today's show, or three key takeaways of someone who wants to move past this point in their life.
That sounds great. So the first thing I would say is I really want people to adopt some sort of daily devotional to themselves, maybe is the best way to say it. So for me, my non-negotiable, I get up early. My husband knows it. That is my sacred time. He isn't to disrupt it. I do 10 minutes of meditation, about 5 minutes of journaling, and then listen to a song or two that just really gets me pumped up, because the person he meets then is a lot kinder than the really tired person he would have met 15 minutes before. So I do that every single morning, and it just really helps me set the day up right. So whatever version that is for you, I really strongly encourage that. I strongly encourage movement throughout the day. And I'm not saying you need to go on a mile long walk, but try to take the stairs instead of the elevator. Try to get outside, walk around the office park or the office itself once or twice. Just get outside, breathe some fresh air. I think that's really helpful. You can start to notice joy in the smallest of moments, which is a nice segue to the ebook I want to offer your listeners. But I listen to the birds, or I see bunnies. We have bunnies everywhere right now. And they're so, they just stop me in my tracks. It's adorable, but that makes me so happy. And it sounds, a little silly, but it really helps to recenter and reground myself. And I would say the third thing is just start journaling your thoughts, making sure that, you're being really honest with yourself. If you don't feel like there are people within your workplace that you can, kind of open up to, I actually think it's best to write it down. The pen can't lie. And so you'll start to write things and you'll start to identify trends, and you can, start to think through what steps you'll need to take in order to reclaim joy in the way that that means for you.
No, I think that's great, Colleen. I think one of the things that you provide to women especially is this rebirth of what they could be, this vision of where they move forward. You mentioned an ebook. Tell us about it. We'll make sure that we get that information out there.
Yeah, of course. So if people go to ColleenGreco.com, ColleenGreco.com/ebook, they can download the Joy in the Smallest of Moments ebook. It's a really short read, but it just illustrates where joy can be found throughout the day, so that you don't have to think about, this big Herculean effort to reclaim joy, but you can start reclaiming it piece by piece. And over time, just like anything, just like weight loss, just like weight training at the gym, these small, tiny changes over time make for some really significant results long-term.
No, that's awesome. And we really appreciate you being on the show today. You provided some great information talking about workplace culture and how to help women in the workplace. Again, Colleen Greco, follow her on social media. It's at the Colleen, ColleenGreco. Check her out at ColleenGreco.com. Colleen, we'll have you back at some point. We appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you. This was great.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.